This is a service of the Northside Church of Christ at 70 East McNabb Road in Pompano Beach, Florida. We meet every Lord's Day at 10 o'clock for Bible study, 11 o'clock for worship, and we also meet every Wednesday evening at 7:30. If you'd like to come visit us, call me at 954-822-1974, 954-822-1974. Today's lesson will be John, the 14th chapter, in verse 15, where Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep or obey my commandments." The word is going to be broken down into several different parts, or I should say, this verse is going to be broken down into several different parts. You can stop it at any time, read the verse as you see fit, and then continue on. But again, we're going to be talking from John the 14th, from John the 14th chapter and in verse 15. If you love me, you will keep or obey my commandments. Now, I realize some of you might have versions that says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And it really means the same thing. The next word we're going to take a look at, or the first word I should say, is the word if you love me. That's conditional. It's subject to one or more conditions being met, made or granted on certain terms. We use the term all the time. If you're going to stop by my house, give me a call first. If that. As a matter of fact, if is the biggest word in the Bible, I believe. A small two-letter word that probably is the biggest word in the Bible and is used over 1,600 times, over 900 times alone, in the New Testament. Here's some passages we could take a look at. If we hold fast the word, we will be saved in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 and 2. If we faint not, we shall reap in due season, Galatians 6, 9. If we continue in the faith, we will be unreprovable before him, Colossians 1, 22 and 23. If we endure, we shall reign with him, 2 Timothy 2:12. If we add the Christian virtues, we shall never stumble, 2 Peter 1:10. That's just a few passages in the New Testament that talk about or use the word if. There are many, many more. But again, if you define if, it's conditional, subject to one or more conditions being met, made or granted on certain terms. Now, if you, let's talk about the word you. That's a personal word. It's my responsibility. We realize when Jesus was giving this commandment and saying this in John 14, that he was talking to a group of men there who would go out and continue to fight the battle in the future. It was a response to something that Philip asked him. And then he said it in verse 15 as we're studying now, and he continues on to encourage them. But when you take a look at the Word of God, the word you is my responsibility. It's your responsibility. I'll ask you to take the time to read from Ezekiel 18, 24 through 28. Ezekiel 18, 24 through 28. Also in Romans, the 14th chapter, verses 10 through 12, we will all give an account on the judgment day. And in Matthew 12, 37, we will be judged by our words. What does you mean? There's actually a definition to you. Well, somebody says, how could there be a definition to you? Well, in this case, it's the state or fact of being accountable. Now, when you take a look at the word love, if you love, it's actually here agape. It's self-sacrificing, submitting to God. I want to take a look at two particular passages that talk about love. The first is John, the 5th chapter, and in verse 3. 1 John, the 5th chapter, verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Also take a look at 2 John verse 6. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, just as you heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. Also, we could take a look again in John 14, 15, but also in the book of John, chapter 14, take a look at verse 21, 23, and 24. Jesus also said, if you love me, talking about Jesus Christ, we could spend several different lessons talking about the significance and importance of the Son of God. But I want to point out just a few. The fact is, he is the Son of God, Mark 1:1, was sinless in 1 Peter 2:22. He knew and knows all things, John 21:17. And in Colossians 2:9, the fullness of deity dwells in him. In John 17:5, he existed before the world was created. And in Revelation 2:8, he's called the first and the last. And in John 8:23, he's not from this world, but from above. He's also our Savior and King of kings and Lord of lords. He said, if you love me, you will keep or obey my commandments. What are his commandments? Well, the first thing we can say is, as far as an invitation is concerned, he invites all to come in Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 28 through 30. What are his commands to Christians? Just a few to take a look at this morning. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, present your bodies, the living sacrifice. In 1 John 2, 15 through 17, love not the world. In 1 John 15, 58, be ye steadfast. In 1 Corinthians 16, 12, lay by in store. If someone has fallen away, in Galatians 6, 1, restore such a one. And we're also not to keep company with the world, as it says in 1 Corinthians 5:11 and in 2 Thessalonians 3:6 and in Revelation 2:10, be thou faithful. Continue to be faithful. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep or obey my commandments. Somebody says, well, what is the greatest commandment? Jesus said, you shall love the Lord God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second one is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, the invitation goes out to the whole world. Not everybody has responded, obviously. So we're told to hear and do in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 24 and 25. Jesus said, believe me, John 14, 1, and in John 14, 11. We are to repent, as it says in Acts 17, 30. We are to confess him as the Lord and Savior in Matthew 10, 32. And we're to believe and be baptized in Matthew and Mark 16, 16. When you've done that, and you're a child of God, you're a Christian, what do you do then? You seek ye first those things that are proper, Matthew 6, 33, and you do the Father's will, Matthew 7, 21. Thanks for listening. You can listen to this as often as you want. You can stop it at any time and take a look at the particular passages that were given. This is a short version of a longer sermon that was given recently at Northside Church of Christ. The reason we're doing it this way is this. We worship in a building where there are other people in the building and others in other units. And every once in a while, we've been getting some music coming through the walls that would interfere with the sermon. So I've decided to do it separately on a shorter version that you can listen to time and time again. But this is a shortened version of what was preached this previous Sunday on December 24. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.